In an important vote, watched by both Washington and Mexico City, an independent trade union Friday lost its bid to improve working conditions in a Mexican border factory. The company maintained the union election was legal and fair, but independent union organizers and international observers charged the vote was tainted by brazen intimidation. NPR's John Burnett explains.
The Duro bag manufacturing plant is an imposing white structure on the outskirts of Rio Bravo, Mexico, not far from McAllen, Texas. The 1,200 workers at the Kentucky-based company produce stylish shopping bags for such customers as Hallmark Stores and Neiman Marcus. 9 months ago, a group of employees staged a wildcat strike to demand better salaries and working conditions. Their efforts culminated in Friday's showdown vote between the upstart union and the incumbent union with close ties to management. On the drizzly, overcast morning of the vote, the company played high-volume tropical music to shield workers inside from the shouted messages of labor activists outside the fence. All week, toughs hired by the rival union had been stationed inside and outside the plant gate, at times brandishing weapons at the renegade unionists. On vote day, company guards appeared to selectively admit certain employees and refuse others, like Jesus Garcia, a chunky man in a flannel shirt riding a bicycle.
Me dieron vacaciones adelantadas, todavía no me cumplí el año.
They gave me early vacation even before I'd completed a year, he said, so I wouldn't be there for the vote. But I came anyway. I'm with those who want to change, the independents, and I don't think they want us inside. Garcia continued that most of the workers supporting the incumbent union are young men and women who have no families and few expenses. He said those who wanted a change were like him. It's very hard, he said, to clothe my family and buy them food and buy my children books and school supplies on my salary of $40 a week. International observers who were present outside the company gate said they were watching the anatomy of a fraud. For them, the most troubling aspect of the Duro election was the lack of a secret ballot, a fundamental labor principle. Last year, labor officials in Mexico, the United States, and Canada agreed that union disputes should be resolved by secret ballots on neutral ground outside the factory. At Duro, workers voiced their vote in front of plant managers and bosses from both unions. It's a big trap, said Oscar Rubio, an attorney for the independent union who was allowed inside to watch the vote. They brought in workers with false credentials, and there are lots of union goons inside to intimidate people how to vote. The 9-month-old Duro labor struggle was closely watched by trade unionists throughout North America as a test of free labor principles under NAFTA and of President Vicente Fox's commitment to independent unions. It's the latest in a string of unsuccessful attempts to challenge the dominant unions at Mexico's more than 3,500 maquiladoras. These are tax-free, usually foreign-owned factories that assemble products for re-export. Maquiladora workers are represented by a handful of monolithic national unions whose loyalty to both industry and government date back 7 decades. The final tally of Friday's vote was 497 votes for the incumbent union and 4 votes for the independent. In the parking lot, a large crowd of employees, led by company managers, celebrated by jeering the defeated unionists. Several exiting workers who asked not to be recorded said they had not been pressured to vote either way, but that the plant management convinced them to keep the existing union. Inside the factory, Duro plant manager Conrado Hinojosa looked tired but satisfied. He too said there had been no intimidation and that the victorious union won fair and square.
So if the Dallas Cowboys win 60-0, would that be strange? What we had here was a job well done. We worked with the people worked with us. They know the company, they know me. We've always been in love with each other. We've been producing a lot of bags.
Jeff Hermanson, Mexico City representative for the AFL-CIO, came to Rio Bravo to monitor the vote. With decades of experience in labor disputes, he found the vote spread at Duro implausible.
It is not a democratic process. There's very rarely such a one-sided vote in a union election. 490-some votes to 3 votes is ridiculous. You know, where are the votes of those people that supported the independent union? The hundreds of people.
After the vote was over, a convoy of yellow company buses with a police escort ferried workers back to their neighborhoods. It was a scene reminiscent of Mexican political rallies when the ruling party buses in crowds to cheer the official candidate. Though the Duro defeat was a blow to Mexico's growing independent trade union movement, the AFL-CIO's Hermansen was at least gratified that it attracted attention.
Normally this stuff happens behind closed doors with nobody paying any attention and except the workers themselves. And it's even more terrifying in that kind of a situation. I also think that this whole process will force this union to be more legitimate and to improve conditions here.
As for the Duro Bag Manufacturing Company, the plant manager reported proudly that throughout the labor turmoil, Duro continued to meet its production goal, making as many as 500,000 shopping bags every day. John Burnett, NPR News, Rio Bravo, Mexico.